Bolton's dream of war with Iran is a global nightmare. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Time is terribly short, but a strike can still succeed. So wrote John Bolton in a 2015 New York Times op-ed headlined, "To Stop Iran's Bomb, Bomb Iran." President Donald Trump campaigned as an isolationist, criticizing foreign military entanglements. As far back as 2013, he tweeted, "Can you believe that the Afghan war is our longest war ever? Bring our troops home, rebuild the U.S., make America great again," he tweeted. He's made the point repeatedly as president. In an April 2018 press conference discussing Syria, Trump said, "I want to get out. I want to bring our troops back home. I want to start rebuilding our nation. We will have, as of 3 months ago, $7 trillion in the Middle East over the last 17 years. We get nothing, nothing out of it. Nothing," Trump said. Despite his rhetoric, Trump's every move in the Middle East now seems committed to conflict and potentially to war with Iran. John Bolton is clearly at the vanguard, with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo backing him up. Iran diplomat Sayed Hossein Mousavian is a former senior negotiator for Iran on the nuclear issue. He's currently a research scholar at Princeton University. Mousavian expressed his concerns this week on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
"I expected such a situation after Ambassador John Bolton was nominated as National Security Advisor. The 4Bs team, John Bolton, Bibi Netanyahu, Bin Salman, and Bin Zayed, now they have excellent position at White House to push the U.S., the dream they have had for years and years and years, to drag the U.S. into a war with Iran."
Citing at least half a dozen unnamed Trump administration officials, the New York Times reported this week that the Pentagon has submitted plans to ship 120,000 U.S. troops to the region in response to Iranian threats. While he denied the report, Trump declared nevertheless,
"Now, would I do that? Absolutely. But we have not planned for that. Hopefully, we're not going to have to plan for that. And if we did that, we'd send a hell of a lot more troops than that."
The White House has ordered an aircraft carrier strike group and bomber wing to the region, as Bolton stated, quote, "to send a clear and unmistakable message to the Iranian regime that any attack on United States interests will be met with unrelenting force," he said. British Army Major General Christopher Gika, a key commander of the multinational force deployed to Iraq and Syria, refuted the U.S. allegations, saying,
"No, there's been no increased threat from Iranian-backed forces in Iraq and Syria."
He was quickly rebutted by a spokesperson from U.S. Central Command who said an attack from Iran was possibly imminent. In the midst of these conflicting statements, the U.S. ordered non-essential personnel to vacate its sprawling Green Zone embassy complex in Baghdad, just 100 miles from the Iranian border. While U.S. officials have released photos of small boats with missiles, many officials in Europe, Iraq, and the United States say it doesn't change their view. They say the missiles are likely defensive. Meanwhile, U.S. ally Saudi Arabia is reporting that two empty oil tankers were sabotaged as they returned to be loaded with oil bound for the U.S., but they haven't said who did it. The Trump administration is setting up a potential flashpoint with U.S. and Iranian forces in close proximity. Any accident or skirmish could serve as a pretext for U.S. military escalation. John Bolton has not hidden his desire to effect regime change in Iran, in Venezuela, in Cuba, and beyond. He beats the drums of war, but as a young Yale University graduate in 1970 with a draft number that likely would have landed him in Vietnam, he quickly joined the Maryland National Guard to avoid deployment. He wrote in his Yale 25th anniversary yearbook, "I confess I had no desire to die in a Southeast Asian rice paddy." Now, whispering into the ear of Trump, who received 5 draft deferments during Vietnam, including one in the spring of 1968 for bone spurs, John Bolton, along with Trump, is willing to send 120,000 or more U.S. troops into war. Now is the time for everyone, including the anti-war movement here in the U.S., members of Congress, and yes, any dissidents within the Trump administration, to join with countries around the world to declare forcefully to the chicken hawks No war with Iran. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.